If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi guys, and welcome to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Thank you so much for joining me once again. So this week I am in Disneyland Paris. I am super, super happy about this. So obviously I'm pre-recording this and it was scheduled to go live. But when I was thinking about what I wanted to record for you guys this week, how to deal with comparison was actually asked by the lovely Manjit on my Law of Attraction support group. So here it is, a whole episode on comparison. So what's made me think more about comparison recently is I actually got introduced to the wonderful Lucy Sheridan, who is the comparison coach. And although she's spiritual, she's got a Hay House book out as well, which is awesome. When I met her at the Get Lit retreat, I just thought, wow, this woman is incredible. And following her content, I just thought, wow, comparison is so alive and still so kicking. So with my own experiences with comparison, it really started back in my extreme couponing days when I first started my business. And everything was fine for ages. I just did my own thing, wasn't really bothered what other people were doing. I didn't really know that other people did the same thing as me. It was only when I was branded coupon queen by the press that other people started to copy that and other people started to copy my branding. And I think it actually came from more the anger of people copying me that my comparison started to grow. I never really used to compare myself to people because I knew that what I was doing was unique and, you know, nobody else was doing this in the UK. But I think as more and more these other copycats like started to gain recognition, it angered me more when they would then go and copy. Like for instance, another similar brand, which started up way after I did, decided to change the name of their brand to one word difference to mine later on. And it was just the biggest kick in the gut, really, because I'd worked so hard to build my brand up and this person was just adamant that they were going to copy me, be me, literally everything. So like I started a YouTube channel and then they started a YouTube channel. I started a blog and then they started a blog. I got verified on Facebook. They got verified on Facebook. I mean, it was almost uncanny and laughable, really, that, you know, these people were so felt threatened by me that they had to literally copy everything I did. So I think that was like my first essence of comparison. And with a Facebook business especially, and like a social media business, you know, in the sense of my extreme couponing one, you know, my advertisers, my affiliates I worked with were, you know, saying like, what's your figures? What's your stats? What's your followers? And, you know, in my sense of work, comparison is so easy to get sucked into because literally you have brands like comparing you to other bloggers all the time, other businesses, who's got the better followers, who's got the most interactions, who's like the cheapest. Like there's so many comparison things that go on here. And it was actually really, really depressing for a very long time. And it was actually when I realised that I didn't want to do couponing forever, that I was going to sell the business and I actually focused on my Emma work, that I actually stopped comparing myself, because I had literally spent 3 years being compared to all these other couponers, all these other businesses. And I thought, well, I know I'm the original person. I know that I'm the person who has like essentially helped to put couponing on the map. And I've done all this work. And then here all these other people are literally like trying to copy me. And, you know, they always say that copying is the biggest form of flattery. And I try to tell myself that as much as possible, but it is really hard, and especially when like these people can be quite negative and like then they start to try and bring you down and say like you're the copycat and all of this. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's school ground behavior. And I have to tell you, like, I think the money saving industry is actually probably the worst industry I've ever come across. And from something, you know, it's actually a real big shame. Because we all have, well, I definitely had the intention to help people and to help people save money, and for people who are in a really difficult situation like I was, to save money, to gain free products to help them and to live a better frugal life. And I've just met so many people in the money saving industry who just do not have that principle at heart, who do not have their followers' best interests at heart. And that really saddened me, and I knew from that point that this was not the industry for me. Like, you know, I'm not here to be made a fool of. I'm not here to compare myself to people who are literally so negative it hurts. So when I really like made the step essentially to kind of start rebranding and start focusing on my Emma work, which was definitely probably I would say 2016 when I started doing Law of Attraction and I really, really focused on my YouTube and blog work. And I think since finding the Law of Attraction, I generally don't compare myself to a lot of people. And we live in a society where social media is literally everything. And, you know, you can go on Instagram and you can see all these gorgeous bloggers in gorgeous bikinis with flawless bodies. And, you know, I actually said so many times, I was like, I don't feel I'm ever going to be like a really big blogger because I haven't got the body to be one. Like, no brands are ever going to take me to the Maldives because I haven't got like, you know, I haven't got a Baywatch body, which they want. And that's a really sad realization, like a really sad realization that we live in a world where brands would reward the good looking ones or reward the people who are skinny instead of the bloggers who have an incredible following and incredible content, which would, you know, not only bring the brand sales, but, you know, influence a lot of people in a really positive way. And it was almost like a real big shock to me because I'd worked so hard to build these platforms up and to, you know, build my own brand. And essentially, like, I was like, this is all a big lie. Like, everybody's comparing themselves against everyone. Instagram's so freaking fake anyway. And, you know, everyone's posting the happy things about their life, the most perfect pictures where they look on top form. And like, don't get me wrong, I do that. Like, I'm not gonna post a picture of myself where I feel haggard compared to a picture where I'm like, yeah, I really feel empowered by that. But we compare ourselves to people's perfection. We're not comparing ourselves to people's real lives. And I found great sense of freedom in acknowledging this, that we do not know everything that goes on in people's lives. You know, like so many people say to me about how perfect my life is. And I'm kind of sat there like, oh my God, like I'm one of those people who posts the good things and not the bad things. And I'm not someone who likes to air their dirty laundry anyway online, but I did realize like, actually, maybe I should share a little bit more, not necessarily like the bad things that happen, but the things I've learned from the bad things. So I always set the intention and always made sure that I was being honest and being truthful to who I am. Like if I want to talk about something that's upset me, I'll talk about it. If I want to talk about something that's made me happy, I'll talk about it. And I think that's why so many people respect what I do, because you don't see me looking like Kim Kardashian. I will literally sit there with not brushing my hair, no makeup on, looking an absolute mess, but I don't care. I don't care, and you guys don't care. And I think a lot of the times, like when I first started blogging, like I would enter a lot of awards and things like that, and you know, like people would win it, and I'm just like, how has this person won it? And I thought, oh my God, this is so your ego, Emma. Like, this is so your ego. And I think comparison a lot comes from your ego, because you're comparing yourself to someone who has a completely different journey to you. Like, we need to remember every single one of us has a different journey. So whether you even compare your journey to my own, like everybody has a different journey, and you could be set for way more success than I am, than anybody else is, and you would be limiting yourself by saying that you want the same things. Now, I used to do this a lot. When I first started YouTube 4 years ago now, God, 4 years, that's mad that I've done this for 4 years now. And I used to compare myself a lot to Zoella, and like everybody does, like I think every YouTuber would be lying.
normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
If they didn't say they wanted Zoella's success. And I used to try and like do the video she would do, and I tried to like be like her, and I was like, well, if I'm like Zoella, people will like me. And this was way before I did Law of Attraction, and I realized that, God, I'm just not being authentic. Like, nobody's ever going to follow me because there's already a Zoella. Like, there's not an Emma. There's only one Emma Mumford, and there's, you know, one Zoella already. So why can't I be Emma? And it was finding my own flair and my own uniqueness and my own style. And that came through Law of Attraction, that my YouTube channel has absolutely soared the last year and a half. And people love my content and people share my content. And that is because it is absolutely unique. Like, there is no other Emma out there who is, you know, sharing their knowledge like I am. Nobody's doing it like I am, because I am unique. And that's what you need to remember, that in order to stop comparing yourself, you need to be unique. And I have stopped comparing myself, blogging side of things, YouTube side of things, and even couponing side of things, because I am the only goddamn person who can do me like I can do me. And there will never be a person who can replicate what I do to the same way or to the same tone with the same energy, you know. It just wouldn't be the same. Talking about the Zoella example, like, I used to want all the things that Zoella did. I was like, oh, well, I'll be successful when I have a book deal. Oh, I'll be successful when I have a product range. Oh, I'll be successful when I have this like Zoella. And I just thought, oh my God, like, you are stopping yourself from so much. And I definitely learned this from Tony Robbins when I went to see him at the business conference I went to in London. And it was just so true in the fact of, I could be destined for something far, far greater than Zoella will ever achieve. And I'm literally telling the universe, hold on, stop those amazing things I don't know about, because I want these, you know, really good but smaller things which she has. And I just thought, oh my God, this is like totally the wrong way to look at things. What have I done? Like, this is not Law of Attraction. And from that moment onwards, I never ever said that I wanted to be like anybody. And I always used to say that I wanted to be the female version of Tony Robbins. And I was like, no, because I could be destined for so much more. And there is already a Tony Robbins who is spectacular, who is incredible. And I don't want to be a copy of someone, because my unique talents will be my uniqueness. So I think comparison really comes from a place of self-love, if anything, a need for some self-love, because the reason why we compare ourselves to people is because we feel a lack in our own life. We feel that we're not sufficient enough or confident enough, or, you know, we think, oh, I'm not enough, basically. It's important to remember, you don't wish you had her body, you wish you had her confidence. So you need to look at it from the bigger picture of that it is a self-love issue, comparison, and it's just that you need to remind yourself how freaking awesome you are. Because people can say they do this, they do that, blah, 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 blah online. Like, anybody can literally say anything. But we all have unique, amazing talents that make us us. And we have, you know, if you want to be in the public eye, whether it's like an author, a blogger, whatever, you have a unique message that you're going to share with people, and nobody else will be able to do it like you do it. So fearlessly be you. Fearlessly do your brand, do your book, do whatever it is, blog, YouTube, whatever it is. Do it as you, because you are what will sell those products, sell those books, sell your videos, get views, get followers. You are the person who will do that, not by copying anybody else. And like I said, there are so many people out there now who do just copy people, and it's so obvious. And you will get nowhere by copying people. I am literally proof of that. I spent years copying how other bloggers and YouTubers did stuff and just thinking like, well, if it works for them, it's going to work for me. And it didn't. It really didn't. But when I stepped out and bravely spoke about law of attraction and spirituality, and even my friend Kirsty said to me at the weekend, she was like, I really admire your spirit guides video you did, because she said it's such an out there thing to not claim, but to say, hey, this is what I believe in and this is what I've been shown. She said, I just admire how confident you are, because I wouldn't be able to do that in the fear of being judged. And I just thought to myself, God, like 2 years ago, I never would have been able to do that. And even a year ago, I probably wouldn't have, because I was so scared of what people would think, or if people would judge me, or if people would comment like saying, you're crazy, blah, 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 blah. But now I realise, do you know what? The universe has my back. Like, I am meant to film this video. I am meant to say these things. Yes, it may not be common knowledge. Yes, it may be weird. Yes, people may judge it. But you know what? That is their own problem, because I'm comfortable with my beliefs. I'm comfortable with what I see and what I receive as intuition. Like, that is my gift. So if people want to be negative towards that, let them. That is their own problem and their own karma, not yours. You are there to deliver the message. You are there to share your experiences, or like share your beliefs, or share your projects with people. So don't worry about the comparison or how your competitors are doing. And there's a really, really terrible thing on Facebook, actually, which I generally think they should ban, because it is awful. And when you have a Facebook page, you have a section in your insights where you can compare your page to other people's pages, like your competitors. So you can add pages in there, and it will tell you how many likes they got that week, their reach, how it compares to your reach, how many people have interacted compared to how many people have interacted on your page. And I know that so many businesses use this because it is a sensible thing to do. But from a spiritual perspective, it is the worst thing I can ever think Facebook has done, because I used to watch that like years ago when I was focused on my couponing stuff. I used to watch that religiously, and it was a killer, because then I would be like, no, I need to do better than this person. Oh my God, no, I need to do this. And it was only when I actually released that whole control of needing to be better than anybody or needing to really do anything that it happened. And these like couponing pages have actually taken over now, like likes wise and stuff. And I'm just like, I don't give a shit. Like, I earn money, I'm happy. I know that I've got a strong brand, which I've created, and I was the coupon queen. So I know that my work is done, that as much as I meant to give to that industry and give to that business is done. So by focusing on my brand and where I wanted to take things, honestly, it was like the best thing I ever did. So now when I look at bloggers, and you know, if they have like an exciting announcement or they do something really cool with the brand, and I'm like, God, I really wish I could do that, I'm just like, well done you. Like, I'll make sure I comment and I'm like, wow, this is amazing, congratulations. And then I'll be like, wouldn't that be amazing if I could do something like that or better? So I always leave it open to the universe. Like, I'd love to do this myself, universe, but if I am destined for something greater, please give me that. So you're allowing yourself to ask for what you do want, but you're allowing even better things to come in if you are destined for something far greater. And by showing those bloggers the love, and by showing people, you know, love and appreciation for their own successes, it's better for you, because then you're giving gratitude and you're giving love out, because there's no point just looking at someone and being like, oh, so they've got their own merchandise range, I haven't, oh, okay, great, I feel shit about myself now. You should be like, great, they are hardworking. Like, look how amazing their range is. That is awesome. And compliment them. And I actually did this with a few of my life coaching clients. Like, a lot of them were looking at Instagram and like comparing their businesses or themselves to people. And I was like, every time you feel yourself comparing yourself, give that person love. So if it's, you know, you see someone in a bikini body and you're like, damn, I wish I had that body. Comment and say, you've got an incredible body. Like, you look amazing, you look gorgeous, like, give them a positive compliment. And if it's you're comparing a business, or like I said, you know, to a blogger who's done something amazing which you want to do, congratulate them, give them love, because that is the best thing you can do for yourself and for that person. It is not healthy to sit in a place of negativity and lack. So I hope this podcast has been helpful for you. I've really enjoyed recording this because I think it is actually the first time I've spoken about comparison, because it's such a massive topic which we all struggle with, and I definitely haven't nailed this yet. I still find myself comparing myself sometimes, but like I said, there's some really good techniques that you can get out of. And another great thing I do is if I ever feel comparison, I always do an EFT video with Brad on his YouTube channel, because he's got some great ones for like jealousy and comparison and stuff like that, and self-worth. So always remember that when you feel comparison, or you feel that you're lacking, or you're not sufficient, or you're not worthy, it is a self-love thing and you just need to work on your self-love. So don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love for you to listen in every week to my podcast. And as always, if you want to learn any more about myself or my Law of Attraction merchandise range, you can find out on my blog, emmamumford.co.uk. And as always, you can join in on the conversation in my Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, because we like to discuss the podcast and it's a great support group to be a part of. So I hope you all have a fabulous week, and I will see you in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.